Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Chris Haven is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brainthirst member, Mullings.com. I encourage you to check it out. Go there, subscribe to his newsletter. You're going to want to know what he's up to. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, you want to know what he says. Rich, thanks again for being here. We're celebrating, folks, the life of George Herbert Walker Bush, president, 41st president of the United States. Rich, there's a word that I want to propose that we talk about in a way that a couple of romantic old baby boomers only we could do, and that is of those who are left. And that's the word shame. When I think of George Herbert Walker Bush and that generation, James and Virginia, tell me your name of your parents. Remind me.
Mildred and Sidney.
All right. James and Virginia, Mildred and Sidney, George and Barbara, that generation, the word shame would have put the idea of it. Would have put
yeah, would
the
have
hair
moved.
Up on the back of their neck. And so
they would have had to move away if somebody accused them of it.
Of course. And so what my point is, though, is that so much of what they did without thinking about it was to not be shameful, to not tolerate shamefulness, and to not bring shame on anyone, and to not act in a shameful way, to have some shame. And I think when we lost that generation, we lost our ability to demonstrate shame, to have shame, and we're losing it every day. And if I could make everybody go to sleep in Washington, D.C., and drop a bucket of something on them, I'd drop a bucket of shame on them. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great explanation. I got a note from one of my readers this morning about how they ran into H.W. Bush at some two-day meeting. And it was one of those things where everybody called everybody by their first name. And he could not bring himself to call H.W. George. He was younger than the president. He was in awe of the president. And all he could do is call him President Bush. Even when the president said, "You can call me George," he said, "I'm sorry, sir, I can't."
Yeah, right. So what do we do about this, Rich? Is it too late? Is it too late for shame?
I think like most things in politics and life, Jim, it's a pendulum, and the pendulum is swung, you know, within the current circumstances, the pendulum is swung over, I think, about as far as it can go. And I think we'll see it creeping back the other way. I'm not sure in our lifetimes it'll get all the way back, but I think it'll start going back in what we would consider to be the correct direction. So I don't think it's too late. It's never too late for America.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that I observe, I've observed quite a bit. I've done quite a bit of work observing the younger generations. I've done a lot of reporting on it on this show over the last 20 years, the Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, with experts in my own anecdotal reporting, Rich. And one of the things that I know about this younger generation is they're less pretentious than we were. Than we are. They're a little more, I think that they may be more capable of shame than maybe we give them credit for. And as you say, I hope as they mature, that's something that they will allow to come out of them more. But I think people like you and I, our generation, we have to continue to let them know that is something that exists that's desirable. I'll let you have the last thoughts.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, you know, your son, who certainly went in harm's way as a infantryman in Iraq, my son who was traveling all over, my son got caught in Japan on 9/11. He had to work his way back on military aircraft. I mean, these kids have seen a lot. They've done a lot. They had, frankly, an advantage in having us. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that they learned the grammar of how to operate
right.
with a wider vision from having you and, frankly, me as their dad, and the conversations we've had with them. I guess all we can do is just push them along and push our grandchildren along and say, this is the path we would like you to follow.
And never stop, and even when they roll their eyes, don't stop telling them that
exactly.
shame is valuable.
You need to keep going.
Shame is valuable. Hey, Rich, thank you for being here. Good job. Thank you for your stories. Come back soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we celebrate the life of George Herbert Walker Bush. Fair winds and following seas, sir. We have the watch.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.